A voice at the top of the stairs shouted down, "Myron?
I'm coming."
He almost left then. The next big what if. But the words he'd overheard at the top of the stairs, "Randy drove," kept rattling in his head. Beer and shots. He couldn't let that go, could he? "I want to tell you a story," Myron began. And then he stopped. What he wanted to do was tell them about an incident from his high school days. There had been a party at Barry Brenner's house. He'd been a senior in high school, like them. There had been a lot of drinking. His team, the Livingston Lancers, had just won the state basketball tournament led by All-American Myron Bolitar's 43 points. Everyone was drunk. He remembered Debbie Frankel, a brilliant girl, a live wire. At midnight, Debbie came over and said goodbye to him. Myron could see that Debbie was wasted. So were the other two girls that would pile into that car. You can guess how the story ends. They took the hill on South Orange Avenue too fast. Debbie died in the crash. The smashed-up car was put on display in front of the high school for 6 years. "What?" Amy said. But Myron didn't tell him about Debbie Frankel. It wouldn't work. He knew that. So he tried something else. "I need you to promise me something," Myron said. Aaron and Amy looked at him. He pulled his wallet from his pocket and plucked out two business cards. "Here are all my numbers. Home, business, mobile, my place in New York City." Myron passed one to each of them. "If you're ever out drinking, or your friends are drinking, or you're high, or stoned, or I don't care what, promise me you'll call me. I'll come get you wherever you are. I won't ask any questions. I won't tell your parents. That's my promise to you. I'll take you wherever you want to go. 24/7. The girls said nothing. Myron tried to keep the pleading out of his voice. "Just please, please, don't ever drive with someone who's been drinking." They just stared at him. "Promise me," he said. And a moment later, the final what if, they did.